Good evening, folks, and welcome to tonight's regularly scheduled City Council meeting. The meeting is called to order, and I kindly ask our city clerk to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Donald Cummings.
Here.
Ralph Dantino. Dorothy Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill.
Here.
Dean Kilberg.
Here.
Craig Maladra.
Here.
Richard Marks.
Here.
Ron Singer.
Here.
Don Vogelsberg.
Wonderful. We begin our council meetings with a Pledge of Allegiance, and I always like to look for somebody in the audience with a pen that works. No, just kidding. This young gentleman here, are you here for a specific reason tonight, sir?
Working towards a communications prayer pad for scouts.
I knew it. Would you do us the honors of leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Thank you.
Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. You chose a good meeting, man. This should be quick. I just jinxed it. We'll be here for 4 hours. Sorry, Mr. Marks. Ladies and gentlemen, earlier today you received an email from me regarding the passing of a longtime friend of the community, an authentic individual, to say the least. I shared with you a tribute that our friend Mr. Kurt Wurmeister wrote about Mr. Alan Meade, who passed away yesterday morning. All of us, I think, knew Alan in one way or the other. My fondest memory is when I actually played in a football game, I'd get a little lemon head. Alan was famous for handing out lemon heads. Remember that? I'm sure Jeff does. He'd come into the locker room after football games and hand out candy and say, "Nice job." I think I only got one because I really didn't play much. So, but that's one of my fondest memories. And, of course, I'm a newspaper man. Obviously, he loved the community as much as any of us do. And we, of course, mourn his passing. And I also want to just reference that it's good to see Mr. Radovich back. And we also are sorry for your loss as well. So if we could begin the meeting tonight in honor of Mr. Meade and, of course, his four children and all the friends and all those who loved him, who he's left behind, I would appreciate it. Thank you. The city flags are flying at half staff and will for the week. And a gentle nudge from a community member who wrote to me and asked if we would include in our Geneva mail every Friday the reasons why the flags are flying at half staff. And I thought that was an excellent idea.
It's a good idea.
It is a great idea. So it'll be published on Friday, so when people are curious or inquire why, we can list, and we'll actually provide a link to the obituaries that are published for those individuals we honor. So, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments this evening, folks? The omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine and can be enacted and considered with one full motion.
So move.
Second.
Alderman Singer makes the motion. Alderman Marks makes the second. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Don Cummings.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Dean Kilberg.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
The omnibus agenda passes with 9 affirmative votes and 1 absent. Item 10, municipal bills for payment. Mr. Clerk, kindly read the bills for consideration.
Bills for payment total $2,953,608.50.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read. The individual invoices that comprise that total are found on the city website in the packet for tonight's meeting.
Second.
Alderman Brown makes the motion to pay the bills as considered, as prepared, as appear on the city website and in our packet. Alderman Flanagan makes the second. Any questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Don Cummings.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Dean Kilberg.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
That motion passes with 9 affirmative votes and 1 absent. Item 12A, folks, is to recommend ordinance number 2012-34, approving 11th restatement of ordinance number 2003-33, the Del Norte Community Hospital Planned Unit Development.
So moved. Second.
Vogelsberg makes the motion. Flanagan makes the second. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Mr. Runch, that hasn't been added already?
Very straightforward. This is a ratification of a staff-level review that's required by the Del Norte PUD ordinance. With the ratification, then we're instructed to record this document in the chain of final PUD plan approval documents for the PUD.
Any questions for Director Runch? Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I couldn't quite tell, but does this actually add some parking spots?
I think the redesign and shifting of the spaces, I think there are a few less than the existing space allocation that's out there.
Del Norte is popular, and space is at a premium, I found.
Well, and from what we've gathered and working with the Cadence team on this, the south parking lot in particular is really being reconfigured so that people have more convenient access to that door on the south side of the mm-hmm. campus. Right now, you have to cut across the parking tiers, and on this design, all the tiers are lined up so you can kind of walk down the aisle to the door.
Well, in the future, if more of these modifications come up, please ensure that parking doesn't get sacrificed for something else. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I think things will be fine there.
Anyone else? We have a motion. We have a second. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill? Would that be an abstention?
Yes.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
The motion passes with 8 affirmative votes, 1 abstention, and 1 absent. We're at number 13, new business. Just when Brenda walks in, we start to conclude the meeting. Isn't that great? Mr. Dinges, do you have something? And then we're going to grill this young man who's here for his badge. You didn't think you'd get out of here easy, did you? I was told to keep this meeting until at least 7:30 before the game started, so.
Thank you, Mayor and City Council. Just wanted to recognize First United Congregational Church, Charlotte Serta, and her group this past weekend worked over at the wastewater treatment plant. Down at the south end, if you've been on the trail along the river, there's a little education area with a drinking fountain in that the wastewater guys actually built a couple of years ago. And there's landscaping around it, and it needed some cleanup. And Charlotte and her group earlier this spring had a volunteer group put together, and they actually did work at Oak Hill Cemetery at the flagpole. If you saw the landscaping that was done there, that was their group that did that. And she approached us again through Sam Hill and asked what work we would need, and we found this project, and they jumped on it this past weekend and did a good job. I got some pictures to show you kind of the before and after. This is the area before. It's kind of the back side of it. You can see there's grasses, and the mulch areas are full of weeds. And then here's what they did this past weekend. You can see they cleaned up the mulch beds, trimmed the bushes, and all that. And here's one more. There's actually a couple more. This is another close-up. There's some education signs. I don't know if everyone's been out there.
Sounds like we ought to get out there and read them.
It's a nice little area. This one right here is an education of what the wastewater treatment plant is to the north. Kind of gives you a little update. And then this is available. I think the NRC is currently using it for information, but it can be for maps. It can be for information. But this is a panoramic view of what they did, and you can see it's much, much cleaned up and looks good now. So we thank them for their efforts and look forward to working with them again. So that's all I have.
Sam, do you want to add anything? Or?
Well, yes. I think it's been great that the Department of Public Works has had
an opportunity to work with this group on a church that is located on La Fox Road. And apparently their program is they come to the church for their Sunday morning service, and they stay for about 15 minutes. And the preacher says, go and do something for somebody else. And they attach a religious connotation to it during the activity, I believe. But they've worked here twice, as Dan said, and I'm sure they'll call us again, and I'm sure that I'll have an opportunity to call Dan, and they'll be thinking up something else for this group to do.
So
very enthusiastic.
Which church is this? Christ Community Church?
No, this is First United Congregational Church.
Okay.
The old Congregational Church that used to be in St. Charles on their 3rd Street, one or two blocks south of North Avenue.
And they didn't want to put the third tier on the parking deck?
They have a lot of talent and enthusiasm, but not quite that much. Not that much money.
Well, that's awesome work.
Yeah.
And for those of us who ride the trails, we obviously ride by that often, so it's wonderful. Anyone else?
Is it appropriate to make a motion of thanks from the city council?
Absolutely it is.
To this church?
For the
so
record.
You can write a letter and communicate to them there.
Well, I'd be proud
I so move.
I'd be proud to do so.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Let the record show.
Thank you.
The second was Mr. Marks, the guy who was upset with Lemieux lasting longer than 4 minutes.
No.
That was
so
a motion of thanks on behalf of the city council.
Indeed.
And the citizens of Geneva.
And you will all be copied on that letter.
Right. If the scribe would so correct my motion, I hope the seconder agrees.
I won't request that it be added, but there are dogs that benefit from this particular location. There is a water fountain for humans and a small one close to the ground for the pets that ride along in the run along with the runners and the bikers. Interesting location.
Anyone else on the dais? New business? May I invite the gentleman from the audience up? Come on up, big guy. Just a heads up, in the interest of full disclosure, you are now being broadcast live on television and worldwide.
Oh,
the camera is up here, and there's one behind you, so... Is that your brother in the audience with you? Thank you. So what's your name?
My name is Mike Phillips.
Mike Phillips. And what year in school are you?
I am in junior year in high school.
At which school?
Geneva High School.
Whoa. How's life as a junior?
Uneventful.
Uneventful?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. You going to the high school dance next week? Or this week, I guess it is.
Possibly.
It's a big production now, isn't it, to go to that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, holy God, man. It's amazing. Where's the dance being held? At the high school itself?
Yes.
Is that right?
Cool. Mm-hmm.
So you're earning your badge of, is it communication or citizenship?
Communications.
Communications. And you're a junior.
I am.
And you attended the briefest meeting in the history of the city. Smart move, man.
So, actually, I would just like to add here.
Ooh.
I'm working towards my Eagle Scout.
Yes.
And that requires that I do a project. So if anyone has any projects that need doing around the city, I would be happy to entertain any ideas.
Smart move, man. Would you be willing to share an email address?
I would.
Would you? Is that okay, Dad?
Absolutely. And I can be reached at M.K. Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. 45@gmail.com.
Awesome.
Noted, Dan.
We're looking for an audit. Are you interested? No. So what else can you tell us about yourself?
Gmail.
Did you grow up in Geneva?
Oh, yeah.
You did? Oh.
I lived in St. Charles for a good portion of my life, but mostly Geneva.
No kidding. So you're born at the Dudel Nor?
No, actually, I was born in Winfield.
MK. No kidding, at CDH.
I believe so.
You don't remember it, but
yeah.
Is that right, Dad?
Yes.
And you have brothers and sisters?
I have one sister.
And she's younger or older?
Younger.
Younger. So you're almost approaching your ACT tests.
I am.
When are those things?
I actually don't know the exact date.
Oh, you should do well then. That'd be great.
I'm ready for them.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
You do all the prep work?
Yes.
Seriously?
I got a booklet for it and prepared.
So ultimately, you score a perfect 36? 36. 36. I got a 14 the first
plan
time.
Plan test, I got a 32, so.
Are you really?
Yes.
So where does that take you, a 32? Or higher?
According to.
Man. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to attend, and what do you want to do?
Ideally, I want to study either engineering or programming at U of I.
No kidding. U of I, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's a state school, I believe.
It is.
Yeah. Sam, any recommendations for this gentleman who wants to go to your alma mater?
I wish you were bigger and stronger so that you could play football.
For him. So do I sometimes.
All those football players will be working for you. Don't worry about it. So what sort of secrets do you have about your dad?
That's classified information.
Thank you. That's awesome. Anyone else? Comments for Mr. Phillips?
Where do you live? We missed that.
Randall Square.
Wonderful.
Okay. Awesome.
You know who your alder people are.
Marks.
Yes. Okay, which two aldermen are your aldermen?
Marks.
Marks. Mr. Marks.
And this one.
See, the aldermen from the second ward always wear opposite shirts.
That's right.
There's one guy in the blue and there's one guy in the white. Mr. Cummings.
I see.
Mr. Cummings lives in Eagle Brook and Mr. Marks lives in your neighborhood.
That is correct. Ah. Randall Square. Yeah.
His house is the gated house with lots of security. Probably seen it.
Sounds familiar.
Doesn't it?
What courses are you taking this year as a junior?
Just the basic English, math, science courses. Band, because I enjoy it.
Are you in the marching band, too?
I am not. I plan to try out for it senior year.
Fantastic.
And I plan to do creative writing next year.
You taking a language this year?
I am. Spanish.
Wonderful.
Not particularly enjoying that, but needs to get done.
So, no tu muy inteligente?
Estoy más o menos inteligente.
Sí.
At times.
Well, I just mixed the two languages.
I'm fluent in Spanglish.
Spanglish, yeah. ¿Tú muy es guapo?
Sí.
You know what I just asked him? Are you handsome? He said, yeah. Of course. Yeah, that's charming.
Naturally.
¿Cómo se dice humble?
That word is not in my dictionary.
Awesome. Well, we're delighted you're here. Thank you for attending the meeting.
Thank you very much.
Who's your English teacher, real quick?
My English teacher is Mrs. Thurmond.
Oh, fantastic. Excellent.
One other thing. What could Geneva do for students in the high school? What could the city of Geneva do? We keep asking ourselves this question. What could Geneva do to improve itself as a home for people who are in high school?
That really is a tough question. I honestly can't think of many improvements that desperately need to be made. There are a few rule changes that have taken place recently that personally I found them to be kind of somewhat petty. For instance, the recent ban of purses, but they were necessary seeing as there were people running around the school carrying half their locker in their purse. But other than that, there isn't really a whole lot that needs to be done. Going quite well.
It's awesome, man. Do you drive to school?
I do not.
So no, more parking is not an answer to anything, is it?
Nope. Maybe at Delnor, but the school.
There you go, Chuck. Thank you, Mr. Phillips.
School parking is under control this year.
I know.
I give credit to Principal Rogers.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? New business by anyone regarding anything? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move. Second.
Singer makes the motion and Marks makes the second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
The meeting is adjourned. The microphones are off.